Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Show tonight, Inauguration Day, features Brenda Wineapple's excellent Keeping the Faith. This is the story of the Scopes Trial, 1925, in the heat of Dayton, Tennessee. Eventually, it became Clarence Darrow, the famous attorney, mouthpiece for the left, against William Jennings Bryan, the famous Secretary of State, presidential candidate, a very, very famous man for running for president on the populist ticket once upon a time. The two were well matched in the courtroom, the heat overwhelming. The drama turns on something that is almost arbitrary. The Scopes trial derives from Darwin's 1859 genius about the evolution of the species. For reasons that are hard to explain, 60 years later, it had settled into the American consciousness that this was irregular and unacceptable, that we were not descended from apes or monkeys. We were from the angels. Mark Twain settled this by saying both. However, it came to a trial because the state legislature in Tennessee had passed a law saying it was illicit to teach the evolutionary theory. Odd, and a man named Scopes, a young man, volunteered to be the test case. The ACLU, then starting in New York, found it a perfect way to raise money. Darrow comes into the case later, but they all agree that Darrow's presence will attract media attention, and that's what they want. In fact, it's broadcast live at some point from the Dayton, Tennessee courtroom. Spectacular 1925 technical prowess. University, I think the Chicago media broadcasts it or sponsors it. Chicago Tribune is my memory. It's all extremely dramatic. There's a movie, Inherit the Wind, made in the 1960s, I believe, that does an okay job of presenting the story, but the heat becomes a player, a character. Everybody's melting in a courtroom that's packed, coming from all around the country. Famous journalists watching this. And it turns on the question of Bryan versus Darrow. There are a couple of twists. Eventually, Darrow has the genius to put Bryan on the stand, and he humiliates him by zeroing in on the literal reading of the Bible, what this means, what that means. It's all very clever on Darrow's part, probably perhaps too clever. Remember, the audience here is America, reading it in the newspapers. Brenda Wineapple does a terrific job of being dramatic, and I won't give away the ending, but there's a twist. And then it's back to 1177 B.C. with Eric Klein, the archaeologist. This is a continuation of a story he tells in The Collapse of Civilization, 1177 B.C., when interweaving civilizations, the Hittites, the Babylonians, the Canaans, the Canaanites, the Cretans, the Minoans, the Egyptians, were all trading. It was globalized, Eastern Mediterranean. And then it fell apart, suddenly, the end of the Bronze Age. Why and how? And Professor Klein asked the question in this book, in falling apart, which cultures had the power to regenerate? Which didn't, and why? It's a good question. It has application to another civilization here in the 21st century, falling apart, and can we pull it back together again? In any event, I enjoy archaeology a great deal. It's a missed opportunity that I'm not an archaeologist. The other missed opportunity was that I'm not a cosmologist. Notice anywhere but here, 2,000 years ago, or the stars. In any event, you will enjoy Brenda Wineapple's telling of the Scopes trial and Eric Klein's telling of the 12th century B.C., the end of the Bronze Age. Think of the Battle of Troy, Iliad. That represents an oral tradition, the Bronze Age ending and the Iron Age beginning. And the Iron Age is headed towards Rome. Enjoy, please. Thank you for listening. Good night.